If you've received a new computer as a holiday gift, it's important to protect it from so-called tech support scams. Lori Faith Craner is Associate Department Head at Carnegie Mellon University's Department of Engineering and Public Policy. She's also the former Chief Technologist for the Federal Trade Commission. Craner tells 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden to be wary of unsolicited messages that claim to come from prominent companies.
Companies like Microsoft are not actually going to call you to tell you about problems with your computer. You know, if somebody calls you and says that they're from Microsoft, don't believe them.
Once someone is caught in a scam, what will a victim be told or directed to do that allows these nefarious individuals access to their computer?
So usually the person who calls will say that there's a problem with your computer, it has a security problem, and they'll ask you to go ahead right away and log into your computer and check it out. And they will give you steps to take on your computer, and they act as if they're already connected to your computer, that they can already see what's going on. But they can't. They're making this up. But they'll give you a series of things to carry out, and they know what is actually going to happen on your screen. And so they're going to say, oh, do you see, you know, this right now? And of course, you'll say, oh, yes, I do. But that's what happens to everybody's computer when you carry out those commands. And so the victim will then think that this company has diagnosed some problem on their computer. And then when the caller tells them, well, if you want to fix this, you need to send us some money so that we can fix it, then the victim will often agree to do that.
But it's my understanding there are also scams where people gain access to victims' computers and then download ransomware viruses too. Is that correct?
That happens as well. So sometimes they'll ask the victim to go to a particular website, download some software, and then that software may in fact put ransomware or other types of malware on the victim's computer.
What happens then?
It may start deleting your files or lock up your files and make some things just not work, make pop-ups constantly, you know, popping up all over the place on your screen. Your computer may start making annoying noises. And at that point, in order to fix the problem, you may be able to take it to a legitimate computer repair person who may be able to remove the malware. But sometimes with ransomware, there's really no way to actually get your files back or fix things without paying money for it, unless you have backups.
So is it true that you may not know your computer has been compromised for weeks, if not months?
Yeah, there are some types of malware that sit dormant for a while and then will spring into action weeks or months later.
Beyond computers, should people be worried about other devices, tablets, smartphones, maybe even smart TVs, thermostats?
Yes, unfortunately, there is malware that can infect tablets and phones as well, and the same sort of precautions apply. And as we have increasing numbers of IoT devices like thermostats and smart light bulbs and things like that, there is the possibility of those devices also getting infected. The other thing that you can do, which can help, is to keep your devices updated, especially with the IoT smart devices. Those patches are going to help prevent security problems.
That was CMU Professor Lori Faith Craner speaking with 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden.